If you've ever held back from speaking up in a meeting, fumbled your pitch, or just wished you sounded more confident, this episode is for you. 101.5's guest today has coached countless business owners and leaders to own their voice. She knows what it takes to step up and lead, even when you don't feel ready. She knows how to help you step into your power. With 20 plus years in communication and training, she's the real deal and here to talk business communication and how to speak like a leader. Say hello to Trish Springsteen.
Hi. Well, isn't that just a nice statement? Have you ever been in a meeting, had the idea, said nothing, and then someone else says it and everyone loves it and you're sitting there frustrated and thinking, well, that was what I was going to say. Damn. That was exactly what I was going to say. Why didn't I? And it's not your lack of ability, because you know what you want to say. It's a confidence gap in communication, and it's costing you opportunities. Speak like a leader, even if you don't feel like one yet. And even if you think, I'm never going to be a leader. You want people to follow you. You want people to take on board something that you've got important to say. So don't wait to feel like a leader. Speak like one first. I remember exactly that. I used to sit in meetings. I knew I had something to say, but I'd second guess. And then I'd overthink. And then I'd think, well, someone else would like to say it better. And then I think, well, I've only been here, you know, I'm only new. Maybe I shouldn't say anything. And it was frustrating me. I felt frustrated. I felt like a fraud. I'd been put into this position and I wasn't contributing because I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't think I owned the leadership role that I'd been put into. And it wasn't a big leadership role. It was just being a team leader. But boy, did I feel uncomfortable. It was a wake-up call. It was a big wake-up call. I realized that if I'd taken on that role, but more importantly, I realized that if someone had put me into that role because they thought I was ready, then I had to own it. I had to own it. I needed to voice my thoughts. It wasn't about having better ideas. It was about sharing my ideas. And that's why I had been put into that role, to share my ideas. Do you know, people don't see your potential. They actually hear your belief. Are you sharing your belief? If someone's put you into a role, are you standing up? Are you speaking out? Are you sharing that belief? Are you acknowledging the fact that they actually believed in you? So it's time that you believe in yourself and speak that belief. The next thing that usually happens, and this happened to me very early in the piece, clarity creates authority. If you're anything like me when I first started out, the more nervous I was, the more I rambled and waffled. The more nervous I was, the more I shared and I overshared. I kept speaking because I thought, oh my gosh, I better talk about this. I better share this. They've asked me to be here for this meeting. And I used to dump information everywhere. I kept speaking and I ended up rambling. Was that working? No. People got confused. And when people are confused, they don't engage. So all those lovely ideas I'd had, you know, I decided I was going to speak up. But then I overshared and I rambled. And in all that, the brilliant ideas that I had got lost. People just couldn't understand where I was going. I was just dumping ideas willy-nilly, confused, too long, very complicated. So when I realized, I stepped back and I thought, I have to keep it clear. I have to keep it concise. I have to take that deep breath, control my excitement, my nervous energy, and slow it down and choose just the exact points that I wanted to share at that exact time. And you know what? When I did that, everything changed. Everything changed. They listened. They responded. My team listened and responded. You know, there's nothing worse as a leader and a team leader wanting to tell everybody, this is what we have to achieve and this is where we're going, and speaking for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, almost without even taking a breath, sharing all the points that I wanted to share, where I thought, and then stepping back thinking, wow, we're going to be the best team ever. And then have all my team sitting there like owls staring, you know, into the, you know, the headlights, deer in headlights, look and looking at me like, excuse me, what did you just say? Where do you want us to go? Or wandering off thinking, well, I'm not sure what she wants us to do next, but we'll better do something. And usually finding it was the wrong something. So when I started being clear and concise, it's changed the whole output for my team. Ask you, think of someone explaining their business in 3 minutes versus someone who nails it in 20 seconds. Who sounds like a leader? Who sounds like someone that you want to go and work with? What do you remember? What they shared in 20 seconds or the many, many points that they shared in 3 minutes? Stop and think. Go back and think about all the people that have introduced themselves to you that you may have met, or your business colleagues, people that have told you what they're doing. Which ones do you remember? And I bet it will be the concise ones, the clear ones. Clear beats clever every time. Here's a thought. If someone asks you, who do you help? You can say, I help, share who it is, to the result that happens after you've helped them, so they can, and there's the outcome. Short, sweet, simple, clear, powerful. Try it out. I help who, to, with the result, so they can, outcome. I help potential leaders to have clarity and confidence so they can step into their leadership and share it clearly, concisely, and competently. There's an example for you. Next time someone asks you who you help, share that. That leads me to confidence. Confidence. Do you know how many people wait to feel confident? Action leads to confidence. Waiting does not lead to confidence. Start and become confident. Every time I spoke, when I first started my speaking journey, I was not confident, people. I can tell you that right now. I made mistakes. I overwhelmed people. I was not confident. But I spoke, my confidence grew, my message mattered more than my fear. So the more I spoke, the more confidence I came. I realized that I had to speak to that one person who needed to hear what I had to say. And that helped me to start being confident. It helped me to start being journey, and it helped me to grow into my confidence. Confidence isn't the starting point. It's the result. Here's my challenge to you. Today, speak up once more than you normally would. Take that first step into confidence. Do something that you would not normally do and take on that confidence. Say yes to an opportunity that you might not normally do. It could be leadership. It could be a team role. It could be going for a new job. Step into that confidence. Leadership isn't about being the loudest in the room. It's about being willing to use your voice, even when it feels uncomfortable. I didn't start as the most confident speaker in the room, that I became one by choosing to speak again and again. Because the moment you start speaking like a leader is the moment others start seeing you as one.
And that's a wrap on an incredibly powerful conversation. Trish has given us so much to think about when it comes to showing up, speaking up, and leading with confidence. If today's episode resonated with you, take one thing and put it into action. Trish, thank you so much for being here. You're an absolute gem. And you can find more gems of wisdom on business or personal communication from Trish Springsteen right here, right now on 101.5fm.com.au.